Okay, today's daf Memches. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'il Nishmas Menucha Freida Bas Yaakov Yehuda. We'll also learn for Le'il Nishmas the seven children that died yesterday in Brooklyn in a horrible tragedy, and we'll learn for Refuah Shleima for the two survivors, the mother and the daughter. Their names are Gila Bas Tzipora and Tzipora Bas Gila. Okay, everyone should have Refuah Shleimas. Tani Rav Yosef. We're up to the two dot. Tani Rav Yosef. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Tani Rav Yosef. She'era. What does the word she'era mean? Zu'kir of basar. That means that when a man and a woman are together, they have to have kir of basar. Shelo yinhag ba minhag parsiyim. You shouldn't have the minhag of the parsiyim. She'meshamshin mitoseyin bilivusheyin. That somehow they have relations wearing clothing. Okay? Not only that, Messiahle Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Haomer, E Efshi, I don't want, L-E Bibig D, Vihi Bibig Da, right? I don't want to be without clothing when I'm with my wife. A man says such a thing, then you know what? Yotzi, Finosin Ksuva. She can get divorced, and he can give a Ksuva. That's not a normal behavior of a husband, and if he has a hang up like that, it's grounds for divorce, and she gets the Ksuva. Anything you want to say about that? You hear rumors it's otherwise? They're not true. To be halacha. No, can't do it. I can't do it. No, can't. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and then I can't start it again. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Oni should be Yisrael. Then we said, even an Oni should be Yisrael. Even an Oni should be Yisrael. What's the story with Oni should be Yisrael? Has to get a minimum of a certain standards of a funeral. Okay? Very interesting Gemara now. Nothing to do with a funeral. Very interesting. Now, that, Rabbi Yehuda said that. Tanakhama didn't say a word about that. Tanakhama didn't say what she's entitled to for a funeral. Michlal, the Tanakhama Savar, Hanilo. Not necessary. Meaning what? He can give her any old funeral. There's no minimum standard. Right? Heichi dummy. So one second. What's the case? What's going on here? Eid orcha. If it's normal. That's a normal behavior. So my Tanakhama damalo. Then why did Tanakhama say, he didn't say anything, but it's implied he said no. So one second, why not? If that's what goes on in every town, in every house, why should she be gypped? She shouldn't get the covet that everyone else gets. And vi'i delav orcha, and if it's not normal, then my time would be Huda. Why does Huda say she gets entitled to it? No one gets that. Why should she get it? So what's going on here? So, lo tzricha, listen to this, kigon de orche didei. No, in his family, that was normal. Vilav urcha dida. But in her family, it's not normal. Now we know, when a woman gets married, she takes on her husband's right. Customs.
Most
of the time, yeah, she should, anyway. Unless she's stubborn, but she should. So, Tanakhama Savar, Tanakhama holds, Ki Amrinan, Ola Imo. When do we say all that's true? Ola Imo. She goes up with him. She upgrades. But V'ein Yoredes Imo. She doesn't downgrade. If she marries down, she does not downgrade her Menhagim or not just Menhagim, her Hanhagos. Rashi gives an example. Look at the Rashi of Ola Imo, V'ein Yoredes Imo, Mi Ba'ulas Baal Nafkalon. It's sort of that of Ba'ulas Baal. She becomes a husband. She becomes a wife to a husband. Be'ilasa Shal Baal. So it's a play on the words. Aliyah. It's a play on the words. Aliyah. Upgrades, yeah. V'lo Yiridaso Shal Baal. But she doesn't downgrade herself. I'm back into the Gemara, then we'll do the next Rashi. Hani Mili Michayim. That's only as long as they're still alive. Says Rashi, the next Rashi. Hani Mili Michayim. Keep going. I'll give you an example of what's going on. Who Omer? He says Lahanok Espina. He wants his wife to nurse the child. That's what he wants. Vihi Omeres Shlo Lahanek. She says no. I'm not going to do that. We're going to hire somebody, right? So now what's the now, and the Derech Benos Mishpachta? It was her custom and her family, her Mishpacha Lahanek Benayim. It was her family, her custom to that. We the family did it. V'lo Derech Mishpachta, but it wasn't even his minhag. His minhag was not to do it. So it's opposite. His minhag was not to do it. He said she should do it. Her minhag was yes to do it. And she said, I don't want to do it. So what's going on? So is that an upgrade or a downgrade? You have to figure all that out. That's the kind of thing that we're talking about. That's only as long as they're alive. Once she's dead, she's not bound by his menhagim. Upgrade, downgrade. Therefore, says the Tanna Kamma, she's not entitled to anything. Why? Because she's not alive anymore. Rabbi Yehuda Savra fil acha misa, even after misa. Right?
It's funny that Rashi gave such a weird case.
Because that's the case the Gemara gives. That's why. That's the case the Gemara gives. Right? So I was wondering out loud, like you have a situation where a woman who's let's say an Ashkenazi marries her husband who's a Sephardi, or vice versa. So she takes his menhagim. And what about when she dies? What about when she dies and she wants a certain, I don't know, there's a certain difference or a certain minhag that they had, right? And she says, I don't want to go like my husband's menhagim. Well, as long as I'm alive, I have no choice. Now that I'm going to be dead, I'd prefer. There's one thing about that. Is that upgrade, downgrade? Like here, the thing about the nursing, it's not a halacha. It's just a practice, right? It's not a halacha. This sounds more like a halacha. The thing with the funeral, right? Yes, it's based on kavod. So it's just interesting.
How does he maintain her standards if he can't afford it?
I think it only means if he can afford it.
No, it says here, even if he,
what's he supposed to do?
I don't know. He must maintain her in accordance with her accustomed standards, even if he's. If he can't afford it.
Doesn't say even if he can't afford it.
It says the notes here. But,
yeah.
If he enjoys less affluence than did his wife before her marriage, he must maintain her in accordance with her accustomed standard.
I don't know.
Like someone uses their money, you have to maintain it.
So we're going to get to that this week. Yeah. We're going to get to that this week. Yeah. Amr Chista, Amr Okva, Halacha Krab Yehuda. The Halacha is Krab Yehuda. That what? That she's entitled. Even after Misa, it applies. The standards apply. V'amar of Yehuda, Amar of Chista, Amar Rukva, Misha Neshtata, someone who became a little crazy, Nebuch, he can't take care of himself anymore. So Bezdin Yardul Nechasav, Bezdin will go down to his Nechasim, V'zanen U'mufarz Nezishto, and they'll take care of his wife and the kids. Right? Someone's got to take care of them. Ubanav, sons and daughters, V'dover Acher, and some other thing, which we'll explain what the other thing is in a minute.
I wonder if why can't the wife handle finances?
So in those days, it was just not shayach. It wasn't something that was accepted.
Because nowadays, the wife runs.
I understand. Nowadays, it's totally different. It's we said on Shabbos. It's very hard to imagine what kind of society this is. It's so foreign to us, you know. It's so foreign to us. Yes, we can totally get many of the psychologies. We totally see how smart the Gemara was and the new human nature, and we can get the Yom Tovim and the mitzvahs. We get all that. This is hard to get. It's a very, you know, it's hard. So one second. So what did the Gemara just say? Guy Nebuch becomes a little crazy. He can't function anymore. So Bezdin will come in and take over. Wife, kids, and Dover Acher. Says Ravina or Ravashi, Maishnim Hadatanya, well, how come this is different than the following? Misha Halach L'Medina Seyam, a guy goes to overseas, V'ishto, Tovas, Mizonos, and the wife, he didn't leave anything for the wife to eat. So, what's his halacha? Bezdin, Yardin, Lenachasav. Bezdin will go down to his property, they'll go to his bank account, Vizanin, Umafaras, and his Ishto, and they'll take care of the wife. Avalo, Bnav, Ubnosav, Avalo, Davaracher. But not the son, not the daughter, right? And not anything else. Not the Davaracher, which we'll explain in a minute. So, what's the difference?
So, Bezdin doesn't take care of the children?
No. That's the kasha. How come when he becomes Nebuch, he can't take care of himself, Bezdin will take care of the children? And when he goes on overseas, and he doesn't leave anything to provide for them, Bezdin won't take care of the children. What's the difference? Amalei told him, it's a big difference. When he becomes crazy Nebuch, it happens Shalom Midas. When he goes overseas, he goes Midas. What's the difference? Says Rashi, look at Rashi. It's up where we are. So Rashi says, Yotzi ben amakom ledas. When he leaves, going on a business trip, so he knows he's going to be gone for 6 months. He has the ability, he has the das to make plans that his family should be provided for. The lo tziva, but he didn't do that.
He didn't do that for the kids.
He didn't do that for the wife either. He just picked up and left.
But he
didn't
wife.
So gila daito, it's obvious. Shaina wrote to Lazana. He doesn't want to support them. She picked up and left one day. Right? He left them stranded. Hilkach, Ishta, a wife, the Machayev La, but tonight Ksuva, a wife, you have no choice, right? Is Ishta Bed Nechase, so therefore Bezim will go down, seize his account, and feed the wife. Banav Ublosav, no, not the kids. Why? Because it's a very strange thing for us to understand. They have no chiv to support your kids. It's a very strange thing to understand. Aval, but, Nishtata, but if he becomes crazy, Nebuchadnezzar happens to the guy, the Yatzam, in the Olam Shalolodath, he becomes nuts, without Dath, didn't do it on purpose. So we assume, Mistama, Nichale, the Shizon, Rabbanav, Rabbanav, Mishalol. Mistama, most families, the father's taking care of the kids. The kids are not going hungry, and they're not begging in the streets. That's most kids, most people, right? So therefore, that's what Bezim will do as well. That's the difference.
Doesn't say, I thought we had a relationship between under 12 and the child.
It's under 6, actually.
He can sell her to marriage and sell for Amama. And we said also in exchange for support or something like that.
That's what the Torah said. That's the wife exchanging. The Torah gives the father the right to sell his daughter, yes. Right. Yeah. That's nothing, and he gets the money.
Right.
That's it.
Doesn't imply you have to support him if that's the case.
What?
It wouldn't imply that...
It's not even, she doesn't even live in the house anymore.
No, I'm saying he has control over her and therefore he has probably rights.
No, he has no rights. He has no, you mean duties.
Right, duties.
No, you're confusing rights and duties. No. How can a right impose a duty? Think about that. Right?
I mean, he can sell...
I have a right to do this, therefore I have a duty to do this? That doesn't make any sense.
No, he has a right...
Tom's going to make us all vote.
Yeah.
He has a right to sell...
Even though it's blatantly unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
Right? Blatantly. Absolutely. He's a law professor. The constitutional law.
Next, he's going to make us vote for Democrats.
Yeah. My Dover Acher. My Dover Acher. What's Dover Acher? What does it mean, Dover Acher? What is that? So Rav Chista Omar Zetachshit. It's some kind of jewelry. That she's entitled to jewelry also. She's entitled, meaning that when the wife is going to be supported, she's entitled to her standard of living. And Rabbi Yosef Amar Tzedakah, it means Tzedakah. I'm not sure what this means. I think it means that when they would make an assessment in the town to give Tzedakah, they would include this house. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
What? That's what it means, right?
Yeah.
That
person's property, there's
an assessment. To kick in some tzedakah, right? So this house, this town, they would also do it.
They were assuming he would want it.
But if he picked up and ran away from home, then we would assume he doesn't want it, right? Didn't even provide for his family, let alone for the aniyim. Mandar matachshit. If you hold from a tachshit, call shkein tzedakah. So for sure, mandar matzedakah. Maybe tzedakah, yeah. Aval tachshit yavin. That we'd still give her the lonichal the latinavel. We don't want her to look bad. Okay. Amar of Chi of our oven, Amar of Chi Huda. Misha halach lemadina sayam. If someone goes overseas, umesa ishto, and his wife dies while he's overseas, he's not coming back in time for the levaya. So Bezin yardin lenachasav, Bezin will go into his estate, vikovrin osa lefi kvodo. And they will bury her according to his kavod. According to his kavod? Lefi kvodo? Vlo lefi kvoda? That doesn't make any sense. Not her kavod. No, aim up aflefik photo. Both of them. It should be presentable for her and for the husband, depending on his status.
You go back. Let's say they married 30 years. You go back to her status 30 years ago.
Hakamashmon. You see from here, ola emo that she upgrades the ain you read this emo and she doesn't downgrade afilu la'achar misa, even after misa. So she was some pauper and he's a well to do. You don't say, well, after me, so let her go back to her family. Let her go to pauper. No, you don't say that. Why? Because she upgrades. She doesn't downgrade, even after Misa.
I'm just saying, you say that no matter how long they're married. So
correct.
Go back to
correct.
The way it was.
Correct. Right. Omer of Masna, Ha'omer, if someone says like this, he's on his deathbed, and he says like this, I'm dying now. In Misa, I don't know, it's if my wife dies. Most people don't have a choice, right? In Misa, if she dies, lo tikperu aminachasav, don't bury her, don't pay for that, for my nechasim. You know why? Because I'm going to die, she's going to get a ksuva, let her pay for it. Let her pay for it. I'm going to die, I'm on my deathbed now. Die now.
So she should pay for it.
She's going to live another 10 years, let's say. So when she dies, don't come to my estate for the funeral expenses, let her pay for it. Out of her own expenses. She's going to get a big fat ksuva from me. Let her pay. Okay? Shomer lo, we listen to that. That makes a lot of sense. Right? What? What do you mean? They're not married anymore. He died.
Well, maybe she would
be
married.
Exactly. She'd be responsible. If
she's responsible for her own funeral.
For her own.
No, I'm going to die. My estate will take care of it. She'll live another... No, she can live another 30 years. Let her live. I'll make it 100%. I have no tithes in her. Let her live as long as she wants. Well, she's going to get a two for me. So when she dies, let her pay for her own money. For her own funeral. Don't come to my estate. What?
Once it's paid out, she's done.
Exactly. So let her put aside certain money that she has a funeral expense paid for. That's all. Why should it come to me? Shomala, well, listen to that. Maishna... Maishna ki amar. What's the difference between this? Maishna ki amar denafli nechasi kame yasmi. Oh, Maishna, what's the reason for that? Right? Denafli nechasai nechasai kame yasmi. Right? My nechasim are going to fall to my yisomim. Ki lo amar nami nechasai kame yasmi ramu. Whether he says it or not, nothing changes. Right? What does that mean? Kilo amar nami, nechasai kame yasmi ramu. Right? My nechasim go to my sons. They inherit me. Right? And they don't have to... Oh, no, it's a question. It's a question. What's the difference if he says it or not? Either way, he's not going to have to pay for it. Either way, he's not going to pay for it. Why? What's going to happen? He's going to die. The wife does not inherit. Right? She gets a ksuva. Who inherits? The sons. So either way, she can't come back to the estate and say, she's going to come to her, maybe they're her stepsons, and say, you pay for the... So what are you, lady, what are you doing? Right? Either way, what do they have to save for? What do they have to save for? Right? That can't be pshat. That's obvious. Right? Again, I'll read it again. Maishna ki amar denafli nechasi kamei yasmi. Why does he have to say it? Could the nechasim are falling to the sons? Ki lo amar, even if he doesn't say it, nechasi kamei yasmi ramu. The nechasim fall to the yisomim. In which case, she has no taina to come back 10 years later and say, listen, now I'm on my deathbed, don't forget to pay for the funeral. So, lady, pay for it yourself. Right? Why is it our expense? Right? That can't be pshat. Ella, here's the pshat. Listen to this Gemara. Ha'omer, a guy says, "In mace, when I die, hu lo sikperuhu min nechasav. Don't bury me from my own nechasim. Meaning, let the shul pick up the bill. The shul, the tzibur, let them pay for it. Ein shomin lo. We don't listen to that. Right? Listen to the Gemara's line. Lav kol haymena shi aser es bana v'ipol atzma la tzibur. Is that fair? That his sons should get a big Yerusha and the Tzibur's got to pick up the bill? If you can't afford it, Tzibur will pick up the bill. He has the money, so what do you want? Right? How many people do we know that violate this Gemara? Right? How many people?
In the same way, you mean?
In the similar types of things. They have the means, but they make the Tzibur pay for everything. If you don't have the means, you don't have the means. Am I wrong? Am I wrong? No, I'm not wrong. Okay. Good? Next. La'olam hi b'reshus ha'av. Really, the daughter is in the reshus of the father. Ad shetikaneth l'reshus ba'al ha'ba'al l'nesu'un. Until she transfers into the husband's reshus. So that sounds so obvious. She stays in the father's reshus until she transfers to the husband. How does she transfer? What's that transfer? Chuppah is the transfer. Right, the chuppah is the transfer. Right, masar ha'av l'shluchim ha'bal. If he gives her over to the shluchim of the baal, right? They live in New York. The baal lives in California. The shluchim come to the door. They're going to escort her to California. Once he gives her over to the shluchim, she's in the shluchim of the baal. Regarding what? And the darim and all these other things, right?
Is that for the suun?
Harei hi b'reshus ha'bal. She's in the shluchim of the baal. Yeah. Halacha av im shluchi habal. What if the father travels with them to California? He joined. I'm going to escort you all the way to the door with the shlichim. Oh, or shahalchu shluchi av im shluchi habal. Or he sends shlichim to escort her. All he sends his sons. You go with them on the plane all the way to California. Hare he b'rishos av. She's still in the rishos av, right?
How old is she now? She's
a Naira. I don't know.
She's a Tana? She's a Naira.
A naira. Either one. Both.
A naira. Yeah.
No. Okay. Masru shluchim ha'av l'shluchim ha'baal. If the shluchim of the father give her over to the shluchim of the baal, harehi b'rishas ha'baal. Then she's in the rishas ha'baal. Right? So the shluchim at the airport said, why should we go to California? Hey, you take her now. Now we'll go to Vegas and we'll tell them we went to California with you. That's okay. It's not okay, but once they do that, now he's considered the rishus of the...
That's not what the father wants.
I know. I'm just making up. Yeah. I'm just saying. It could be that it's the father... I don't know if that matters. Once they give her over, she's given over.
The father wasn't there for the wedding, I guess.
What?
The father wasn't there for the wedding.
Right. The shlichus wasn't for the father, for the shluchim to take her all the way to California. Then they can't stop the shlichus on there just because they're...
Right, right. Now the first mission of the first word of the mission is olam, forever. Forever she's in the rishus of the father until she transfers them over. What does that mean forever? What does that mean? Right? Says the Gemara, Maila Olam, what does that mean? La fuke mi mishna rishona. It comes to exclude an earlier Mishnah, which said as follows. Ditnan, Tigiyaz man, the year's up, velo nisu, and he doesn't marry her. It could be any reason, it could be thick. It could be he has cold feet. It could be he's away. Whatever it is, doesn't matter the reason. Once the year comes and he doesn't come through, ochelas mishalo v'ochelas betruma. Then she's allowed to start eating. He has to start supporting her. And if she's a kohen, if she's marrying a kohen, she can eat truma already. Kamash malan la'olam. That's why it says in our mission la'olam. No, we don't hold like that. We don't hold like that. But this mission didn't hold like that. That's why it says la'olam. Now, even if he's schlepping the guy and he's supposed to be married, and he didn't schlepping. Still considered in the rishus of the father. Okay. Now, Masar Av l'shluchi abal harehi b'rishus abal. Right, she's down in the rishus of the baal. Amar Rav misirasa lakol chutz mitruma. It's considered given over except for truma. Rav Asi Amar aflo truma. Rav Asi is even for truma. What's going on? So there are two reasons. Min haTorah, once a kohen marries a girl erisin, she's allowed to eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma. There are two reasons why she can't eat truma. One is because, what?
She'll bring it home
and feed her family. Now, according to Rav Asi, she's allowed to eat truma now. Why? She's not home. Where is she? She's on the plane, going to the husband. So she's no longer there. According to the Tanakh, according to Rav, she still can't eat truma. Why? Because Rav holds up the other reason. What's the other reason? The other reason is, he'll see some mum in her. He'll see a woman, her the husband, and he'll retroactively undo Uzbekachtos. This was never a marriage. And then she ate truma not being married. So we still have to wait for him to see her.
They never saw each other?
That's what I'm saying. That's what Rashi says.
We never saw a complete...
Sheba yimtze ba-mumin, v'yikidu v'nisueha ta'os. It'll be a mistake. So he didn't see her yet. I know, you're not allowed to marry somebody without seeing her. I might have to show
does
how
mean
that.
Mean the suin he sees everything.
Maybe it means that. Maybe he didn't see her. He didn't really see her that well.
So he makes the suin.
What? No, he comes home. He says, "I never saw. I saw your face. That's okay. Okay. I didn't know you have all these deformities inside you. I didn't know all that."
So he got married then.
So they have the Arison.
Where does he see all these things?
Arison the suin. She comes home.
Oh, yeah,
now I didn't know all this, so she can't eat truma still on the plane. Why? Because he didn't really see her yet. So it could be, it'll be a whole thing, it'll be a mekachtos.
No, so that means he can't see her until they're in the bedroom.
That's for sure not.
She can't eat truma.
Correct.
Correct.
Absolutely. That's right. That's why there's a machlokas here. If you hold it, the reason to give it to the family. She's not with the family anymore. She's on the plane now. Okay. Esve, Ravuna, L'Ravasi, V'amila, Chiyabar, Rav, L'Ravasi, L'Olam, Hi, B'Rishos, Ha'av. Really, she's in the father's Rishos. Ad, Shetichonis, L'Chuppah. Until they come to Chuppah. So what do you mean? On the airplane already, she's in the Rosh Hashanah Baal. It's not true. Till the chuppah. Right? So Amalahu Rav tells him, Lava Minalahu, didn't I tell you, Lo Sizlu Basar Ibcha, don't try to poke and try to find kashis on these kinds of Mishnayas. Yachol L'shinu Yilahu. The answer is very obvious. What's the answer? Misirasa, the giving over in the airport, when the father comes to the airport to give over his daughter to the Shlichim, he kinechiz al chuppah. That is the chuppah. That's the chuppah. Now, there's no husband. Right? There's no husband. There's no canopy. There's no band. There's no wedding. Doesn't matter. That's given over. That's what it means. So what kind of kasha was that? Okay. Shmuel Amar liyerushasa. Rish Lakish Amar letuvasa. What does that mean? So let's say Rashi. Shmuel Amar liyerushasa. What does that mean? Ha. Hu de mahanya mesira. What does it mean giving over in the airport? What does that mean? That means that Shmuel, she'ir mesa baderech, let's say she dies on the way, Baal Yoresh Nudunyasa. The husband inherits the estate. Her dowry. The husband gets it. Don't tell me, yeah, but they didn't even get married. They're just on the plane. There was a plane crash. She died. It didn't even happen. And he promised $1 million dowry. He gets $1 million. Why? We said, we're going to say later in the week, Ishtar Rusa Mesa Eino Yerusha, that if a woman dies as an Arusa, the husband does not inherit her. Right? Hacha, here, given to Masra, once he's already given over, so he's already out of the husband's life, out of the father's life. He's already out of that life. Now, there was an accident on the way, that's the father's loss. Achuli achel av, mehashta, machmas kir of nisuin. The father's mochel now. The father gave her over. Avol l'truma, what about truma? Ulafaras nidareha, what about that? Shelo b'shutfus, right? Ulamitziyasa, de'ena el mishum eva, akati lekala mechash lahachi, lo mahanya misira ki chuppa. So you're not even kosher what's going to happen. She's going to find an item in the airport. And the father's going to say, hey, how come that's not mine? That's very far-fetched. Right? None of those stuff we're talking about. What does it mean giving over? Only for Yerusha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And Rish Lakish said, Ksuvasa. What does that mean? Ksuvasa. Ksuvasa Mayi. What does that mean? That means the E, Masa, Yaris, La, no. Ksuvasa Mayi. The Mesa Yaris La Hayin Shmuel doesn't mean that she inherits. That's what Shmuel said. Amar Avinu No La Amar Ksuvasa BeAchemana. So what happened? They gave over. They gave it over. They gave her over. And on the plane, while they're on the plane, the husband's riding up to get her ready. The minute she lands, he hands her the get. So that's pretty upsetting. Now she gets remarried to someone else. So what kind of tshuva does that person have to give her? The answer is. Only 100. Why? She was considered married already. Either never consummated the marriage. It doesn't matter. That's what it means, giving over. The giving over affects that din.
So you don't need. So you need chuppah on that.
You do need a chuppah. You do. The question is, what is a chuppah?
Yeah, I mean, once he gives it to the shluchim of the baal, it's almost saying here like that there's half nesuin. So how do you?
Yeah.
What does chuppah serve?
Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chinen, Rabbi Tavayu, Mitzvah Salakol, Aful Truma. It's considered everything, even Truma. Meisvei, 1 second. Halach avim shluchi abal. If the father went along with the shluchim, or the shluchim of the father went along with the shluchim of the baal, or shahaisel lachatzer baderech, or there was some chatzer in the way, v'nichlasa imol alun, and they went in there to go to some motel somewhere, and they went to take a nap. Afal pi sheksuvas of beis baila, even though the ksuvas are back in the house, mesa, if she dies, aviha yarsha, the father inherits her. And they go in there on the purpose of having a nisuin. Even if the ksuv is still by the father's house. Mesa, Bala Yarsha. If she dies now, the husband inherits her. When is all this true? Only regarding Yerusha. There is no eating truma until you come into chuppah. This is a kash on everybody. All these reasons that we gave, it's all kash on all that. They're all disproven. The only person who's still standing here is Shmuel. Who said that it's only given over for Yerusha. Hagufa kasha. So first of all, this whole thing is inconsistent. Amar, the first he said, they went in there to take a nap. Taima, Dilalun. They went in there for a specific purpose. Oh, it's so tired, we're going to go take a nap in the motel. Hastama, had they gone in Stam, it would have been L'shem Nisuin. Had Ema Seifa, what did Seifa say? Nechta Sa'imo L'shem Nisuin. They went in for the purpose of having a Nisuin. Hastama, as they went in Stamazai, it would be Lalun just to take a rest. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi, no. Stam is Stam, Iktani. Both cases are Stam. Stam Chatzar Dida Lalun. If it's her or Shus. Chances are they went in there. Why'd they go in there? Take a nap. Why? You don't get married her rishus. It never happens. Not her rishus. Stam chatzar didei l'nisuin. But if you go into stam chatzar that's his chatzar, that's a marriage. Tana, Masara of the Shulchi Abal, Vizinta, want to give over to the Shulchi Abal, and on the way, she's Mizana, Harei Zeb Bechenek. It's ready to get to the Chenek. Why? She's not a Naira Hamarasa anymore. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar of Ami, Amar of Chama, Amar Kra, it says, Liznos Beit Aviha, Prat, Shemasara Av, Lushulchi Abal. Right? Veima Prala Shidichasa of the Chupa of an Olivala, maybe it comes to exclude that. That there, she's already in the house, but they didn't have any relations yet. That's also not Utski, it's also going to be Chenek. Amar Rava, no, we know that already. Amar Li, Amy, Chupa Behediksiv, it already says that. It says, Ki Yiya Naira Besula, Ma'orasa Le'ish. What does all that mean? Naira, only a Naira, Velopa Gareth. Besula, Velopa Ula. Ma'orasa, Velonasua. My Nasua, what do you mean Nasua? What does that mean, Nasua? Ilem Nasua Mamish. The Hainu Basula, the same thing as a Basula, Philobula, same thing as that. El Alav, what does it mean? They went to the Chuppah, but they never consummated the marriage. If that happened, that's obvious that's going to be Chenek. So what else is Chenek? Once you give him over to the Shlichim. Once you give him over to the Shlichim, it's considered already that she's married, and therefore she's Mazana on the way, even though she never had Nisuin yet, really, it's still going to be Chenek. Okay? We'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.